I would call it confused sources. I know, I apologize for the other ones who have heard me saying that like zillion times. Galactic Federation of Worlds is the real name, or Anataru Shari. Galactic Federation of Worlds, an English translation of an alien language. Aura is a concept word, Aura means reunion. The aliens translated Taos as Federation like they want us to imagine it as a federation, relating to what we know. Nataru is the name of our galaxy. Shari equals worlds. That's how they wish us to understand this word. Some people call it the Galactic Federation of Light, because they for two reasons. They don't know it's called of worlds because the aliens don't introduce themselves. They often say we are the Galactic Federation. They don't bother saying of worlds, so we don't know. People who say Galactic Federation of Light think that they call themselves like this, because light is fighting dark. No, they don't call themselves like this. So it's an interpretation of our psyche, always has tendency to see light and dark and stuff like that. Or either it's fantasy, imagination or things like that. But I won't go there. They are not involved with Jesus or whatever you call it or Earth saints. And they have nothing to do with the Ashtar. Astra Galactic Command is something separate. They sometimes give their services as mercenaries to work with the Galactic Federation, but it's different things. Ashtar Shran is a psyop. The device is kept by the SSP, secret space program, such as the replicator technology which can materialize matter due to a holographic resonance pattern. Yes, exactly what I was talking about. Does Thorhan have a way for humans to do this without technology? We cannot replicate. We can modify matter, but we cannot create matter out of nothing by the power of our mind. We need technology for that. What is happening to me this week? I'm working at the moment about translation of a gift from the stars in Russian. A lovely lady named Sophia Bozok did a translation of a gift from the stars for me, and I am now at the moment putting the illustrations in it and show you the cover. Today I saw a photo of NASA of an alien station, mothership stationed behind the moon. 299. Source, credit Skywatch International. This is on the left a drawing I made a few months ago. That's the battle station of Thorhan on the left, and that is the photo taken of the station that was behind the moon. My drawing is just a drawing from memory. I never had the time to really look outside, how it looks like in the details. Isn't that cool? Situation update: the war is going on Mars. Mars is still in the process of being liberated by the Galactic Federation. Let's talk about these updates. The reptilians on Mars, who hold all the bases on Mars, are trapped there. There are portals off course, but the portals are being neutralized, and that is the work of the Martian Resistance, which is composed of different beings which are not local to Mars, but are here from so long that they belong here, like us on Earth. Martian Resistance, it's a race of reptilians, benevolent ones, and different species of reptilioids. In the book I'm writing that will go published very soon, I made some drawings of them, some of the Martian Resistance. 300. So you and people, they are insectoids. There are also, that's the reptilian species. And there are beings like these ones, insectoids. So these ones, when they run they go like on their pose and they look like spiders. They're nice but they're very reactive and aggressive. They can be very aggressive to defend their territory. There are also kind of salamander beings, who are like diggers. They have been prepared exactly like the Federation has been doing on Earth, preparing people to fight for themselves, giving them technology, weapons, training them. The Galactic Federation has been doing that on Earth since the 1950s. They have also been doing that on Mars since about this time, a little bit later. They are empowering the local species. It's part of their rules of chosen intervention. It's not the rule of non-intervention, but it's how to promote a space species in their growth. Not doing the job for them, not arriving at saviors and killing the bodies. No, empowering the race to grow and become independent and fighting, and of course, they give all the tools necessary for this. That's what they do, and they do that on Mars. So that's at the moment. Mars is still raid. The whole heads of the old CEO elites have gone to Mars to Ares Prime. There are two facilities. All the elites are on Mars now, they've left Earth. They left in place clones or substitute or holographic technology. Everyone is on Mars, and what's what the Galactic Federation was waiting for, that everyone, all the dangerous ones were left Earth and are now on Mars. They're trapped, they're cornered. The cabal on Earth is losing. Even the Dark Fleet is just hammered, they've left Antarctica. You've been following Michael Salas' video, Thor Hans said. The Germans are leaving. The Dark Fleet is leaving Antarctica. The officers and reptilians by via portals. There's a portal in the South Pole. And all the personnel and families are living by regular boats to the other Nazi stronghold Argentina. Info by Frank, that is absolute lie making sense. I advise you to watch the videos of Michael Salas, who is the person who is knowledgeable about everything. Still fighting the undergrounds on terror. But we are winning. The Dark Fleet is being abandoned, cut from you know the from Aldebaran. The Dark Fleet has is its main outpost in the solar system, Thorhan, confirmed its ears. It was a grey outpost, a Nebu or Ion outpost in this solar system, and since the 1940s it has been offered to the Dark Fleet as a shared residence. There's a lot of water on Sears, surprisingly, and they work together. Sears, it's a planetoid in the asteroid belt. But the big headquarters of the Dark Fleet are on in the Aldebaran system, and the Aldebaran headquarters have just abandoned the ones here because, as Thorhan told me, it is in their mentality. Cut an infected limb. Thorhan's words are on Michael Salas' website in an excellent article he made, exopolitic.org. You can read everything about it, Frank's story, and everything about what happened. Exopolitic.org. As the baddies leave, the good technology is shared with everyone. There has been a collaboration since the 1940s. It's all started like this, when the Nebu spotted our planet and wanted it. Everybody went here. The Galaxy Federation tried to warn us, do not sign anything with these guys, Therabad. That was in 1954. They contacted Dwight Eisenhower. He wanted to go with them. Dwight wanted a world in peace, because he's been through so much war. And he was, it's easy enough. I wish a world in peace now. War is not the future. People dying and... He loved children and he wanted really to offer a world of peace for children. So yes, he wanted to go with the Nordics sent by the Galaxy Federation, of course, who are wearing technology helped to disarm all the nuclear devices and to teach us how to get on in peace and become a more evolved species and free ourselves from the chains of greed and conflict with on 301, each. But then the problem is that the Nebu, the Orion group, signed with the MJ-12 and the MIC, and that was it, behind President's back, and he couldn't do anything about it. The Galactic Federation didn't abandon the project. It didn't stop them. They've been then persevering. Valthor came and started these little agreements to help us, the good side of this died of governments to help us by starting a shared program of sharing technology between the Galaxy Federation races and cultures and Earth people and also military alliance. That started. So the U.Snavi was involved at the start. I refer you again Michael, his excellent books about the space programs. The Galaxy Federation has been giving us THMDBED technology to engineer our own spacecraft, because law of non-intervention. You do not give technology, but you give hints to induce the people to build themselves their stuff. That's called evolution. And so Solar Warden is, we've built it ourselves, but it is with help, advice. Now all this technology is for the moment hidden from the public eye because the enemy is not gone yet. They hold all the distribution. We need to just change the system. It's not done yet. We all still rely on oil companies. Once everything is cleared, the technologies are made available. And it has started, especially in their domain of health. So this is coming, as more as you see these medical tools coming. It's a sign that baddies are being kicked out and leaving. There was a question earlier on that was asked to me about THMDBEDs. There's another reason as well, Why we do not have these mdbeds yet accessible, publicly for the civilians. But why? Think about now. These tools, these devices repair tissues, allow you to extend your life to regenerate your organs, your tissues and live longer. It cures everything, it uses sound frequency, the technology we're talking about earlier on, the vibration that can modify any matter and repair and regenerate. If we have that, we're gonna be even more numerous on this planet. We're 7 billion and growing. There's not enough resources for everyone. I mean, come on, that would be an even more bigger problem. We need first reorganize our management of our resources, but then it's everyone has kind of equal resources. Free energy needs to come first. But what needs to come first is that the baddies is left, because once they left we are able to openly use our technologies. We are already an interstellar civilization. We have Solar Warden, we have colonies on all Terran Aldebaran. It's not Dark Fleet, but we can do it. Okay, Solar Warden has been built with the space program, with the help of the Galactic Federation. But it's our, made on Earth, made on Terra. So it's Aura Pride. So of course, joining the Galactic Federation involves like when you need to be an interstellar level civilizations. Wait a minute, we are. What is the other requirement? Get on with each other. Not yet done. But we have good hope. But the thing is, still going back to this mdbed question, every civilization that develops normally at a normal rate freely, develops more or less in balance. The growth of the population and the technological evolution, that when the planet becomes overpopulated the technology is already there, ready to take people, to build colonies on other planets. So nobody ever suffers of hunger or resources lacking. Because when the Earth starts to be not sufficient enough to nourish everyone, we have the technology to go and on other worlds and do colonies there. But on Earth it didn't happen like that. Our evolution has been altered and we have been blocked down, we have been maintained as cattle farm planet slaves by the Orion group. So there's a dissonance between the technology that is just blocked by the Cabal and reptilians and the growth of population that is encouraged to make more. 302. So when the baddies are left, the technology is made available for everyone and we can just go in with the colonies. We can't have mbeds for everyone on the planet that is already overcrowded. It's not happening. It's madness. So once the baddies are gone, and they go, you see the proof, medbots are arriving. There are plenty, there's news that in Netherlands they were there. I tried one in France. The censors will say mdbeds are not real. Come on, I tried one in year 2000 in France. It was a prototype sold to a private clinic in France from coming from US. It was experimental and it worked on me. So I know they're real. I've seen some on the station. I've seen mdbeds on Mara's station, on the science station of the Federation, where she works. She explained it's quite incredible. It's in my next book. So the only solution is to keep on fighting and raise your frequency. That's the best way you can help those who fight, be they aliens of the Galaxy Federation or the Earth Soldiers of the Earth Alliance. I remind, that the Earth Alliance is the alliance of the US Navy military and other white hats militaries of other countries and the forces of the Federation. Who are the beings carved on top of the columns in the Hathor Temple of Dendera, Egypt? Are they part of the Galactic Federation of Worlds? It not aliens. It is purely Egyptian mythology. Has nothing to do with aliens. Hathor is a goddess of ancient Egypt. Hathor means Castle of Horus, that means she is the matrix of the young king. Horus represents the young Frau. She is the protection and matrix and the mother of the royalty. Why this goddess is represented with by a woman with sometimes a cow's head. You know the Egyptian gods had, I can speak about it because I've studied it and I've worked in Egypt as an archaeologist 8 years of my life. Hathor wasn't an alien at all, she was a concept. All gods are representations of either our psyche. Sometimes some gods like the ancient Inad of Egypt were aliens. Hathor is not one of them. Hathor represents the maternity, she is Isupra consciousness, She is sentient, she's an archetype, and if she wears a cow's head, it's because the cow in ancient Egypt represented the matrix, the mountain, the womb. So she is the womb, the goddess of love, life, of motherhood, goddess of magic. She is a higher entity. She's not an alien, but she's a super consciousness. Really typical to the land of Egypt and the Egyptian culture and people. The Egyptian gods must not be worshipped in other countries like China, America. The Egyptian gods are entities of the land of Egypt. Don't take an account to all the Ennead with Ra, Osiris, and that these were aliens. But they left, and all the other ones were just a local entities. Ra was an ET from Orion, Al-Nilam, and he had his people, his crew with him, and he left, and it's written in the text of one of the satellite pyramids of Unas. Ra was feeling tired and old, and he wanted to go home, back home in the constellation of Orion. It is carved in stone. Dot connecting to our consciousness, to our infinite possibilities. I give you the protocol, we're not going to go through. First step is to disconnect from the 3D matrix by refusing fear and interference. Anything that comes as an information from the medias, the fear field, TV, let's say switch off this damn TV, it's not you, it's not belonging to your light being your you. It's just interference, it's the matrix's they're bombarding. Broadcasting. 303, refuse it? It comes from outside. It's bothering me, stressing me, scaring me, ordering me, telling them that I need to do this, otherwise I'm going to blabla. Calm down. Don't go away, leave me alone, attitude. Then you find a comfortable position. It needs to be a quick meditation, but often like once daily, like 5 minutes is enough. It needs to be enjoyable, you need to look forward to do it, otherwise see it's not in a high vibration. If it makes you suffer physically, because I need to do this position or no, I do it as I said with having my coffee in the morning, and I just tune like this and I'm good. Sow orc in nature or whatever, in your shower, in your bath. You calm down your breathing, you find a comfortable position that your body is not a problem. You can move your body if you have tensions when you in the process of fit. So refuse the polluting field, the cabal field, mushy thing. Calm down your breathing, think about this body, contract your muscles, look at it. Look at your hands, oh it's moving. Contract your muscles, release them, just become aware of your body or bones. The blood flowing in your skin, your flesh, that the air going coming in and out. Even you can touch yourself as like, oh wow. And then once you really aware to be this body, you are disconnected from the outside already. Then once you're really in it, you're going to look at the other layers. Who's in it? Who's inside this temporary flesh environmental suit? Who's inside? That's me. I want to really connect with who I am, what I look like. Close your eyes, and with the eyes of the being, of the soul, the eyes of the consciousness, look who's in it. Eyes closed. You start to move your hands and see this light being is already slightly oriented, the field of this light being, this many layers. Look at the light being. Sometimes it has the exact more or less same size and shape as this body, sometimes it's smaller, sometimes bigger. Who's this being inside? Explore it, look at it, visualize, discover, and you will work your pineal gland while you do that also. Attuning to this being, you attune to a higher frequency, a higher vibration, faster vibration. And even more disconnected from the outside. You start to connect to higher frequencies, to whomever of your guides or family is connected to you, because they're on the same frequency as you. You are going to start to feel contact and presence connect vertically, vertically. You pierce through the matrix, through the holes of the net, and go up. Connect vertically between heaven and earth, and you are the bridge, and you can download high frequencies to anchor them into the earth and broadcast it. Stop taking. Now it's time you broadcast. You shine the hell out of it. High light, light, high energy, high frequency, shine bright, shine high, shine everything you that you are channel, and now you will counteract this invasivity of the cabal. You will just shine it, push it out. And not only you will contaminate everything you touch with high frequencies, with high vibrations, everything you touch with your energy field, your body and your mind quantumly. You think about somebody on the other side of the planet while you are in this state, quantumly you make a bridge with this person, and this person receives it by a kind of teleportation, so that's. And then you air the ear and you're. That's what you need to do and see what happens. And then stay as long as you want. I recommend not too much, because then you will have to ground yourself, because when you just become again aware of your body of flesh and the room and where you are, then you feel the difference, you feel the shift of the difference of densities and it sometimes be dizzy and difficult. So don't do it too much. Do it a lot every day, like 5 minute tests every day or 10 minutes every day, but not more, because it must not become boring. But then practice often, but it must be enjoyable. Do not try to burn stuff up the first time, because the second time you won't be as lucky as the first time, and you will be disappointed a little bit. Slowly, slowly. It's a progressive process. 304, so that is how you open your consciousness. You connect with your own higher self or higher consciousness, and you are connecting with the fractal of source, that you are, and then connect to source, and you have access to any knowledge in the universe. Project your consciousness. You can project your consciousness out of this galaxy. I've done it, it's absolutely amazing. You have no shape, no visibility. You're just an orb and you project a consciousness. The orbs that you see sometimes, it's beings projecting their consciousness like quantum cameras, to just remotely view or travel. You become that like an orb, like an etheric orb of consciousness. And you can project yourself anywhere. Distance doesn't exist anymore as a linearity. Time doesn't exist anymore as a linearity. Linearities is a perception from this 3D matrix. Once we're out on a higher, linearity ceases to exist. It's the hologram of the multiverse, and the whole creation in space and time is one formula, complex, for sure. It's a formula, mathematical formula. It's all about this. Illanadan.org. I will put a link the wait for it to a PDF where there is an index that you can print for those who have already the book, for those who haven't it yet it will be inside it. One way or the other, so it will be easier to find the races. 305, the 17th of June 2021, situation update https://www.youtube.com/watch.v=xqnc9gk9jq0hi to everyone, just a quick one to say that everything is gonna be alright. I have very good updates from Thorhan. We are heading towards victory. The forces of the Alliance are doing a very good job. Antarctica has been evacuated. The war on Mars is continuing, on Earth underground as well, but things are getting in the good hands of the Federation and the Earth Alliance. The enemy is fleeing, fleeing this star system, slowly, slowly, losing hope. The enemy starts to lose hope. There is a lot of anger from our opponents, the Chukar Reptilian Empire, the Nebuirian. There's a lot of fear. A lot of anger is being shown by the enemy, of course against the Galactic Federation, but more than all against the Andromedan Council. Oh yes, because the Andromedan Council saved the galaxy by foreseeing, well actually seeing back, tracing back this great evil and problem, that Yanona well, has started to seed on our planet Terra. Our moon and Mars. A great evil with the alliance of the Nebuirian, the Chukar Empire and the Dark Fleet. This nefarious triangle is being cast out, is being dismantled. And the Cabal of Earth depended on these three powerful structures. Where are they going? They are fleeing. Aldebaran's Dark Fleet headquarters do not want them anymore, as Thorhan said to me. They rather cut an infected limb. The portals are closing slowly. Slowly, the portals throughout which they leave. So they are trapped. A lot of prisoners are taken and given the choice to be brought home in exchange of surrendering to the light. There's a lot to say about the prisoners, and I will speak about this in details another time. But this quick message was to tell you that do not lose hope. And if you hear anything, criticizing with anger the Earth Alliance, the Galactic Federation, the Andromedans, that comes you know from where, from an enemy that is failing, that is about to declare loss and surrendering. A great evil is leaving the planet. The elites have already gone to Mars. Things are going to be really, really better. Truth will come in time, when evil will be gone for good. It is now more Thanever that we need to fight, as we've never fought before, with our heart, with our gut, with our intelligence. Not taking any shit from the outside, no fear, no confusion, go away. But as warriors of light, Earth people and people from other places, we all came here. So fight, because now is the moment, when we approach victory. Soon the technology that has been shared with some benevolent institutions of our government, shared to us from the Galactic Federation, technology such as MBEDs, that are starting to come, starship engineering, all of these will come out to the surface and be shared the public, when this war will be over. Yet started. I know we will join soon membership with the Galactic Federation. I know this because the two conditions are having reached an answer and interstellar level, meaning able to get out of this solar system in inhabited flights, commercial flights. Well, we are doing this. There is a space program called Solar Warden, which is with the US Navy. We are already an interstellar civilization. We have colonies somewhere else. What is left to do? Of course, being rid of the evil, but to be a peaceful civilization, to be a federated world in peace and harmony, which will come. It's very scary to think that we need to get on to Geetin with each other, but we need to do this and we will, because it's in us. Love, tolerance, intelligence, respect. Respect is very important. Respect to all life. We're getting there. We've all come to help the humans to do this. Yes, and it's working scary time, but it's working so soon. You will be together with them. They have been helping us since a very long time, and I want to salute all those who give their life, their time, their heart to this cause, because Terra is in the center of attention of the whole galaxy. 306. My blessings go before everything to the Zeni people, because the Zeni people, beautiful sensitive beings, have saved us all. 307. The 29th of June 2021. Q&A Centauri https://www.youtube.com/watch.ve_n81fobm4tonight. I will tell you the Centauri system. This is the closest neighbor star system to Earth. There's a lot of amazing stories in these systems. I'm going to tell you about and introduce to you the mainly evolved civilizations. Updates from Thorhan Elena. Thorhan is 150 years old. He's very young for his people. He's a youngster. He's been promoted fleet commander 2 years ago, and he used to command a fleet of 15 ships, which is a small fleet. They have about 60 mother ships up there in the solar system, not all belonging to the Galactic Federation. Many of them also belong to the Andromedan Council, the Council of Five, the Ashtar Galactic Commando. Ashtar Galactic Command is not linked to the Galactic Federation of Worlds. They are a mercenary unique entity who work for different organizations fighting against the Ryan Neba group. Thorhan is still a fleet commander. He comments his fleet, but he has job which is a mission coordinator. He works on the mothership of the Federation, which is on in orbit Ophiath. It's a big ship. I shared a photo of one of these motor ships. And I think it was Thorhan's ship 2 weeks ago. Thorhan's job is to organize the logistic of the different missions in this star system, and particularly with the Earth Alliance. What he tells me doesn't put the operation in dangers. Earth, Moon, Mars. Earth, a lot of elites are still leaving the planet via portals. All the portals haven't been yet neutralized, but in a good way. There are operations conducted by the Galactic Federation of Worlds to neutralize portals of access from planet Earth to many other places, especially Mars. They don't go on the Moon anymore, because Moon is now secured by the Federation and given back to the Earth. Mars is still under attack of the Federation and the local resistance. Antarctica is being rid of the Dark Fleet. All the Dark Fleet personnel has left Antarctica. The German personnel left via boats to Argentina. We had this information by one of our contacts working in Antarctica.